The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So, what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you ever ask a question, what Jesus writing on the ground? What do you think? No. People is urging him, "Say a word condemning this woman. It's a bad woman. Say." Why Jesus kept writing on the ground? Anybody can give an answer? For what he was writing. But anyway, even you and me just guessing. But my first guessing is, Jesus is teaching us one very important thing. When people are accusing one another or gossiping among us, what should be the first thing to do? Keep silent. Write down, he was writing, to give the time to reflect. It's a time, if they have a conscience, those who don't have any sin, throw the first stone. They never have time to think they are the same. They are also sinners in a different way. Of course, this woman is sin against the sixth commandment. But even the others also sin against judging one another. That's a charity. Still, it's sinful thing. So first thing we have to learn, keep your time. And many psychologists, they say, when you are angry, have a deep breath and stay for 2 seconds before you get out your words. Is it true? Stay for some time. You know, not in a hurry to judge. That's really important, eh? Don't judge first. And keep your time. And secondly, Jesus says, your sin, well, he not forgiven, because he will say, anyone condemned you? She said, no. Then, neither do I condemn you. But you know what? Jesus was stoned to death for her. Jesus died in her place. She should have died, being stoned to death. This according to Moses' law. That's natural by that time Jesus saved a life through his own death. We too, we are saved, not because we were saints, because Jesus died for us, so that we have life, new life. The last thing, don't think Jesus give her all the space that you can sin again. No way. Sin is a sin. What is sin? Sin is against God, against love, against charity. Even sins of adultery is a sin of selfishness. That's what the beginning of the prayer. This selfishness, you for your own gratification, using the body of other person for your own gratification, it's not love. You take advantage of another person, whether a man or woman, both ways. If your action is not really love in the will of the Lord as husband and wife. So those extramarital sex, sin as a sin. Jesus doesn't condemn. Jesus doesn't condemn not because it's not sinful, but Jesus gives us the space. Jesus has his own space. He's more patient than we too, when we human being. He has space. He has patience towards us. Give all the chances. Do not sin again. You see, for two instants, Jesus is very patient. For the first instant, when people judging one another, he stay back. No words. The second instance, even if it's a simple thing, he keep silence first. But tell the person, whenever you sin, whatever sin is, it's not love. We are called to be him, to be another Jesus. Jesus is the one who died for people, not using people, not for self. If we say you follow Jesus, so you follow the way of Jesus. Not the name of Jesus as a Christian and act as a pagan, and even worse than a pagan then. It's a simple thing. Jesus is knocking our door. He died for all of us, no exception. All our sins are being forgiven because he died already for us. But do not sin again. The first word of the teaching of Jesus, convert. Live a new heart. Very hard to do it, I know. That's why we have to pray. Trust. With yourself, we can't do much. But you have a sincere love. You have a sincere heart. You can. Not because you can. With the grace of God. What is impossible for man is possible for God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.